Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
He doesn't know what's going to happen within the next year or two. But let me ask you this, though, Max. Does the championship change things? Does the championship end all the speculating? If the Celtics go out and win this year, is it safe to say Jalen stays, or are you still unsure?
I would be very, very optimistic that he would stay, because that's
even if they win a title.
But that, yeah, because ultimately that's the prize. That's the prize to everybody. You think about all the great ones who've been in this league. You know, who have, as they say, have chased rings. Well, I think that everybody wants to go out, and they want to go out on top. They want to win a ring. He's young enough right now. He could get multiple times to do it here with Jason Tatum and surrounded by the players he's surrounded by. That is what's really cool about it.
The big girls love that. Chicks love the last shot opportunity. Somebody give me a napkin so I can wipe my mouth.
All right, another episode of the Cedric Maxwell Podcast. Max is back from being on the road. I am Josue Pavone. He is Cedric Maxwell, and we got a whole lot to talk about. Obviously, we got the 6-game road trip that the Celtics are just coming back from, and we got this article that seems to be what everyone around town is talking about when talking about the Celtics. That's, of course, the article profile on Jalen Brown. It's got everyone talking about it. His article on The Ringer, New York Times. But the one of The Ringer is the quotes that are really resonating with Celtics fans throughout the city. And I can't wait to hear your thoughts on this, Max, because we spoke briefly about this over the phone. I was up to over 2:30 in the morning talking about this with the Celtics post-game show. So it's your turn to weigh in on this. And this episode of the Cedric Maxwell Podcast is brought to you by our good friends over at FanDuel. FanDuel, man, listen, everyone in Massachusetts has been pumped up about this. And look, if you haven't signed up already, you're really missing out, right? You can come up with some big money, big wins, plenty of earnings available for you at FanDuel.com/Boston. And how you get in on the action is $200. How you get in on the action is you head to FanDuel.com/Boston, and they got a very special deal for you. All right. All you got to do is bet up to $10, and you will get $100 to play with thanks to FanDuel when you head over to FanDuel.com/Boston. More on that later. Max, like I said, this Jalen Brown story is what's got everybody talking, wondering about his future in Boston, because they didn't like the answer to the question, right? And that was the talking point throughout the day. I feel like, man, flat out asked about his future. And he said, look, I don't know, right? As long as I'm needed, it's up to me. It's not up to me, excuse me. He told Logan Murdoch of The Ringer, we'll see how they feel about me over time and I feel about them over time. Hopefully, whatever it is, it makes sense. But I will stay where I'm wanted. I will stay where I'm needed and treated correct. That's the quote that got people really speculating about Jalen's future. Max, how do you feel about Jalen's future? Does this change anything?
No, not really. I think Jalen is he's very complicated. You know, he's not a one-trick pony at all. I think that if I look at him and think of, you know, all his ventures and his businesses and speaking at Harvard and just, you know, on and on and on. You don't see that many players at his age do the things he's able to do. Very confident about his game. I think one thing that happens, and this is just me speaking. I played with a superstar in Larry Bird. The thing that is hardest for players to do is sometimes take a back seat. And we know that people have talked about Jason Tatum, but without Jason Tatum, without Brown, there's no championship. Without Larry Bird at the time and Cedric Maxwell, there was no championship, multiple championships.
Right.
But I think what you have to do as a player, you just check your ego at the desk. And I've said this before, and I got a chance to talk to one of the beat writers, not one of ours, but one of the guys. He came up to me and said, "Max, you know, Jalen was upset about that article. And all I did was write the words that he said." And he said, and he was even more so upset when it came to free agency. So I think that Jalen, to a degree, feels like people are picking on him, kind of like Charlie Brown. But at the end of the day, he's going to be the guy that's going to make that decision about his future. But if you look at it, and that's the thing sometimes it's hard for players to do, if you look at it in totality, this is a great situation for him. You're playing with a great player. You're a great player. The organization, loves who you are. I think, again, this is as a player, former player, and being in that situation. I look at a lot of this like Ray Allen. Ray Allen this last year, and Ray Allen was like, you know, they tried to trade me. They talked about trading me. But unlike Jalen's situation, everybody that I've talked to or everything I've heard, Wick called him, the governor of the Celtics, major governor of the Celtics, and said, "Look, we're not trading you." Brad said, when all this noise was out, Brad said, "Nah, and there's nothing going down. We are right now. We want you and we want to keep you." So there's a huge difference in how Ray was treated and how Brown was being treated now, but each player feels a certain way.
Yeah, I get that. And I don't think these quotes had to do with stuff that's going on the court, right? I mean, I feel like it's mostly, like you just said, the trade rumors, him being dangled for those type of rumors. I mean, for those type of opportunity to get someone like Kevin Durant. I mean, like, who's to say when the next superstar of that caliber is available that Jalen won't be dangled in a trade? Because he will be, Max. He's their biggest asset. It's not Jason Tatum's name being dragged through these trade rumors. It's typically Jalen because he's the second best player on this team, or he's the one that everyone sees is the second best, the best asset, right, for a team that's trading with the Celtics. So I think that's a part of it as well. And also, look at what he's seen since he's been here, right? He's seen someone like Kyrie Irving promise everyone that he was going to stay and leave. And what happened to him? He became the biggest villain in the NBA. He's seen an organization suspend their head coach after coming off the trip to the NBA Finals, the longest suspension any NBA coach has ever received, and then got his job taken away from him. And look, I'm not saying that Jalen is still upset about that, but if you're Jalen, you're keeping that in the back of your mind, right? Like, man, these guys, if they think it's time for a change, it's time for a change. Isaiah Thomas, as soon as he wasn't healthy enough, man, they didn't think twice. They flipped him for Kyrie Irving. I mean, look, you have to look at that. You have to look at things through Jalen's eyes and say, I can see why there's some trepidation there. He's not going to guarantee he's going to re-sign right now.
Just wait, what color is this? Can you see a color here?
Yeah, it's green.
Green. And you know what they say, your dad would say right now? Grass is always greener on the other side of the damn fence. You might look at it and go, wow, I would love to. There's none of that here. There's no racism here. There's none of this, none of that. I don't care where you go, you're always going to have difficulties and you're always going to have some problems and to adjust with. I was here, and people ask me right now about Boston. They've asked me before. I had a CEO come up to me and say, he had just gotten here and asked me about Boston. And I said, how is Boston for people of color? I said, you have to realize for me, you'd probably have to ask somebody like yourself or the average person. For me, Cedric Maxwell, I'm not affected in that way. People treat me differently because I'm an athlete. Now, I'm not naive.
A successful athlete, right, Max? Right. If you weren't winning championships, it'd be a different conversation.
I'm not naive to the concept that, you know, there are racist situations which happen, but that's just, this is America. And part of that is how it goes. But yeah, the average player who is famous, like a Jaylen Brown in this city, who is successful, they're going to be treated completely different than the average person that lives in Roxbury, Dorchester, Mattapan, wherever. They're going to be treated differently. So it's just, it really is a slippery slope, I think, for him. But he is the one ultimately at the end of the day that has to make that decision. And right, I think he must respect that. He's about to be I think probably if he makes all NBA 13.
That's the big part there, here, yeah.
And qualifies for almost $250 million. I mean, so.
That's an additional $10 million per year, Max.
Yeah, so I'm just like, in his case, it's like, man, you got the world by the short ones. But I've always heard that Jaylen was built differently. He thinks differently. And obviously, if you look at, you know, where he's at now, his mindset, but he plays hard. His teammates love him. There have been times when I think there's a lot of times during the second half of the season, he's been the best Celtic scoring. He's been better than Tatum scoring the basketball. But it is it's something which comes apart every athlete when you go someplace. Sometimes you want to prove that, hey, I'm the man, and I can get on team. But sometimes they say, as Josue, as your dad would say, be careful what you wish for, Josue, because damn it, you just might get it. And then
he's definitely said that before, Max. He's definitely said that to you before.
I know your dad said that before. I know your dad. Every dad has said that, son. Be careful what you ask for.
What's that in the dad book or something? You know about that book?
That's in the dad's handbook.
Gotcha. Makes sense. That must be one of the early chapters.
Dad's handbook. The mom's handbook is, baby, be careful. That's in their handbook. Doing anything stupid, okay? That's the mom's handbook. Dad's handbook is completely different.
And it comes with that look, too. Like, hey.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Pop's got that look. Like, hey,
yeah. Yeah, that look. What you ask for, Josue? Now I want this, I want that. Well, we be careful what you ask for. But in his case, I mean, this is, I guess he has so many things going for him. And I think that the average fan would be, the average person, you know, 99% of the people in the world would love to be in his shoes as Jaylen Brown, the superstar, you know, dating people, what you read about and hanging out and, you know, making tons of money. But I think, again, Jaylen has always been built a little different. And if you look at, even if you look at him sometimes, there's a, there's not, like Tatum gives you this laughter. Jaylen always, he's optimistic. I mean, he's cautious. He's very, very cautious. Almost even in sharing a smile, I think he's very cautious about who shares that side, you know, of who he is.
He's also tremendously cautious when it comes to answering questions too. So that's why I think it's interesting that obviously he gave you a full response, but people are going to nitpick. They're going to look at the negative. They're going to look past the hopefully and the, you know, we'll see. Like, there's a big part of that says, hopefully I'm still here. So obviously there's a desire to be in Boston. I just think people have to understand that you don't know what's going to happen year after year. Like, look, again, year after year or every 2 years throughout this organization, there's been a surprise.
See, I think that you're even guessing on that. You're guessing on that, saying that he wants to be here because of what he said. Because we've heard Kyrie said what? If you'll have me,
yeah.
Come back and I will be here. I mean, players happen all the time and they're free agents. And the thing about this is that a guy's done his due diligence and has played here and has played well here. But he has an opportunity to make a decision to do what he wants to do.
Right. You know what? Speaking of changes, I'm glad you brought up Kyrie because, yeah, he changed his mind when he said that. But you know what else? You know what also changed? The dynamic of their relationship between Kyrie and Jalen. Now, Jalen was saying how Kyrie reached out to him during the pandemic, during the shutdown, and explained how he lost his grandfather. He had a lot going on throughout that last season with the Celtics. And pretty much from there, they've mended fences. As wow. Obviously, you know, Jalen's is a vice president of the NBA Players Association. Mm-hmm. And he was in the forefront fighting for Kyrie in the situation where he was suspended from Brooklyn. The laundry list of things he needed to do to get back. And Jalen didn't agree with that list. And he spoke out. And Kyrie says that was the one guy who spoke out for me more than anybody. So obviously they have a really good relationship now. So like, that's another example of how things can change. I mean, if you're Jalen and you're taking all this in, you're wondering, well, what's next? What's next in a year or two? I can't commit right now throughout this conversation and say, yeah, 100%, you know, I'll be back. He doesn't know what's going to happen within the next year or two. But let me ask you this though, Max, does the championship change things? Does the championship end all the speculating? If the Celtics go out and win this year, is it safe to say Jalen stays, or are you still unsure?
I would be very, very optimistic that he would stay, because that's
even if they win a title.
But that, yeah, because ultimately that's the prize. As the prize to everybody, you think about all the great ones who've been in this league, you know, who have, as they say, have chased rings. Charles Barkley went to Houston chasing a ring to play with Scottie Pippen.
Man, that team was stacked, though. They were old, but they were stacked.
It did not work. So, you know,
that was technically the first super team. No one talks about them.
Well, I think that everybody wants to go out, and they want to go out on top. They want to win a ring. He's young enough right now. He could get multiple times to do it here with Jason Tatum and surrounded by the players he's surrounded by. That is what's really cool about it.
But that's the thing, though, Max. I feel like if he gets a taste of that championship, what's the narrative after that? Can they do it again, right? He's in on that. I think he's that big, that much of a competitor that he'll say, you don't think we can run this back? And beyond that, who knows? But that championship window would be extended if he stays.
Well, I think that the taste of it got in their mouths last year.
When they
were a couple of games from winning it. A couple plays away from winning the championship. But now you're still without a ring here in Boston, and people are early in the season, everybody said you were the favorite, the way you were playing. Everybody. There was not one person you would say, oh, my God, they're the favorite. But now you hear whispers like, I'm not really sure. I don't know how, because it's now people are starting to nitpick. Think about Jason Tatum's second half of his year. It's been as good as Jason Tatum was in the first half.
March Tatum hasn't been really, yeah.
When people were screaming MVP. What the record isn't as good. When Joe Mazzulla was the interim coach, somebody gave him some record, but they said now that he's the head coach, he's, 8-7.
Eight and seven, yeah.
Something crazy like that. The title changed. Or, you know, the health of this team. Can they be a healthy team?
Or 8-6, rather. They're 8-6, but yeah.
Yeah, but this team, the way they're constructed right now, the way they're constructed, and if they play, this is all I'll say, if they play their A game, I don't think they can be beat. If they play their A game. Now, their A game is constituted with Tatum knocking down threes. He has not been as good in the second half of the season. It will be them shooting the lights out, defending Rob Williams staying healthy, Grant Williams getting back into the fold right now of playing.
Yeah, he's locked in now.
I think one of the things that Joe Mazzulla did was really cool on this road trip was those last couple of games, he shortened the bench. He went down eight, maybe nine. Blake Griffin played a little bit, but he's brought Grant back. And I think you need Grant Williams if you're going to win a championship, because he can be a wild card, because he can knock down shots, fins, and he can stretch the floor.
You'll definitely need him in that Milwaukee Bucks matchup for sure, man. He was huge last season. And even if they face Miami, I mean, this you can look at a couple of those series last season and say, you know, Grant really did even things out in the sense of being an anchor for that second unit. And now they're even better, right, compared to the team that made it last year.
If you have Brogdon playing well, Derek White playing well, Marcus Smart playing well, Horford having a good year, Tatum was on an MVP role, Brown an all-star. So you got two young dynamic wings that can score the basketball like nobody's business in this league. And it's going to boil down to if they're healthy and if they defend and if they knock down shots. If they knock down shots, I don't see Milwaukee beating them. I don't see any team beating them. If they're able to knock down their shots and they have great three-point shooters and the way they defend, and Rob Williams is a key because he has to play 30 minutes a night and consistently come up with double rebounds and a couple block shots.
The second half of this quote, I thought of you from Jalen. This is what he said. He goes, if it's your whole career, it's your whole career. If it's not, it's not. Some of the greatest players of all time haven't finished with their organization. Michael Jordan retired a Wizard. As much as we like it here and enjoy being here, you see where life takes you. You see how the progress goes. All you do is really focus on what's in front of you right now, to be honest. But I don't really know or want to answer that question because that type of stuff makes Celtics fans speculate and go crazy. Well, too late, Jalen. That's what happened yesterday. The entire fan base has been talking about you and your future for the last 24 to 40 hours.
Well, he is right in that respect. Most guys during their careers have not been with the same team.
You hated those Wizards year, though. You always tell me that.
I did. I hate the Wizards years. It wasn't good. But LeBron James, as great as he is, he's played with four teams. Mm. Played with four different teams.
Yeah, he couldn't beat the Celtics. You know, they were too tough. You know,
the teams, as great as he was. Not a lot of people sit there and stay with one team. Right now, you think about it. Who's right now favorite right now to stay with one team? You look at it, you say.
Maybe Giannis. That's about it.
Will Embiid will always be with the Sixers. Dame Lillard ain't going no place because of that contract.
That's starting to piss me off, man. He needs to get out of there.
How you going to move him? Tell me. How you going to move? As great as Donovan Mitchell went to another team. Mm. Chris Paul has been with multiple teams. I mean, Paul George, Kawhi Leonard. You can go down the list. Maybe, hey, about Steph Curry. Steph Curry be with the same team.
Yeah, I would say Steph and Giannis Steph are my two locks.
You think that his running partner will be with the same, you know, the same team, Michael Thompson, son?
Klay Thompson? Yeah, maybe not.
So you're saying, you know, maybe a half a dozen, maybe a dozen guys who are probably going to stay with the same team for their entire career. But for the most part, he's right. It's interchangeable in this league.
And the only quote we got from last night, or from Wednesday night, rather, came from Jay King. Jalen spoke to him briefly and said, right now, the only thing I want to clarify is that the Celtics need to play better and win games. If I want to say something in the future about the kind of things that have been floating around, I will. But in terms of right now, I like when people hear things from the horse's mouth and you can see my reaction, my face and everything, how I feel about what I'm saying. Sometimes those things get lost in translation, you know. So if I feel the need to do so, I will. I keep constant communication with my teammates and my organization. And we've got to have everybody on board if we want to do what we say we're going to do. So right now I'm focused on that.
OK, so, how about you know what I'm doing right now?
Trying to change my screen.
Nope, turning the damn heat down. That's what I'm doing. that's what he. If you ever have you got an oven there, you got gas, you got electric. What you do? Food's cooking too high. What do you do?
You got to turn down, man. It's too much.
Let me turn that shit down.
Put that shit on simmer.
So that's what he's doing. I mean, I don't think that he meant to open up a keg here. I don't think he meant to, you know.
Yeah, he did, though.
But all of a sudden, you see what happens as a player in this league when you say anything or do anything, people are going to start speculating on, you know, where, what, how, you know, what you're going to do. So, you know, he was This is self-inflicted. This is a self-inflicted.
I love how he says things flowing out there. I'm like, what you mean? You, those are your quotes, man. That came out of you. What do you? What?
Our guy Nick Joso. I loved it one time. I said, Nick.
I wonder what he thinks about this.
Yeah, I asked him. I said, Nick, you know, you and I are gonna have to sit down and talk about, you know, terms of my contract with you doing the podcast next year. He's like, the hell we will. We gonna do that right now. So I think that in that way, I think that he opened up a door. And here's the thing about it. He's gonna be haunted with that until he signs another contract with the Celtics or does whatever. Because people are speculate. Even if you win the championship, I guarantee if he wins the championship, the next thing out of his mouth, next thing out of somebody's mouth is going, so are you committed now to stay since you won the championship? You can't you cannot open up a can of worms and expect for those worms not to crawl out someplace. You can't. And that is self-inflicted on his side. But I heard what KG said to him. KG was saying, man, you need to stay here. He said, because you and Jalen, you guys have something special. And KG would know probably more than anybody, because think about when he had Stephon Marbury. Like, those two dynamic guys could have maybe ruled the West for a while, but there was
He still says that, Max.
There was some conflicts. Kevin Garnett got paid all this money. Stephon wanted to be on the same page. They couldn't pay him. And there becomes some strife, and they end up eventually having to trade Stephon Marbury. So yeah. I think that if Jalen looks back on history, and he's a history buff, look at the great players and see what they did, and look at some of the movement, and look what caused teams to splinter off or for them to go elsewhere.
All right, Max, you're gonna fill me in on this West Coast road trip, but in a second, right? We're gonna remind everyone about our sponsor, FanDuel.
Max. Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Man, you did it. You did it. You read the whole copy and you put in a fucking disclaimer. Good God. Man,
this is a big sponsor, Max. I ain't messing around, all right? Down the line, brother. We can't mess up the bag on this one.
To the point where you got to the... You know, if you got a gambling problem, here's the telephone number you can call. I mean, that's reading the entire copy.
We're live in Boston now, Max. So we gotta put that out there.
It was sell something, and it was during the 80s. They sell something, and then they go off and they're like, yeah, buy this real thing. And by the way, if you sure
What was that thing they would say? They would say, sorry, no CDs. What is that? You know what that is?
I mean, that it's, well, I do appreciate it. Now, getting on to what happened with this six-game road trip.
Surprise. Yeah, man, I haven't seen you in 2 weeks, Max. Fill me in.
Surprising. Who would have thought that the six-game road trip, that you lose to Houston and you lose to Salt Lake? Who would think those were the two teams? No, you go out and play a tough game.
4-3 and bad though.
You go up against you go up and play now around Minnesota. You're going, okay, this is another tough game because they need to win it. You win those two games. Now you got Houston, so you're gonna be 3-0. You go there and lay an egg. Next game you got
That was terrible, Max. What happened there?
I mean, you got Dame Lillard. You're going, okay, this ought to be tough. You go in and run rough shot over them. Then you go to Salt Lake. Here's a team that really, you know, they're playing well. They got some good wins, but you're saying you're still good enough to win and beat them.
Yeah, but does Will Hardy know how to game plan against Jason Tatum, or does Will Hardy know how to plan against Jason Tatum? Like, that was
– Will Hardy God, but the Celtics had all kinds of shots. They went up by 15. Yeah. They could have won that game without Jason Tatum. Yeah, you took the ball out of his hands, but they should have won that game. They missed a bunch of shots at the end during the time when, you know, that you looked at Salt Lake City get back in it. So I think that, and then it was just a up and down. And then finally you have one of the best teams out West right now, probably playing as good as anybody. And you watch Sacramento and you're going, man, this is going to be tough. And De'Aaron Fox he's a bear. And then you top that off. Look at Sabonis.
I thought it might be an L. I really did.
And you go in one of the last games on the road trip and you win there. So 4-2 was kind of where I was. 5-1 was where I was hoping, but 4-2 is a good record. So I think that the Celtics would take it. And by doing that, they kind of kept Philadelphia at bay. So yeah. it was a good one. And you saw so many good things and then some things that were disturbing. Like Jason Tatum, I think, against the Houston Rockets, or I think it was the Houston Rockets.
Yeah, he struggled that one.
He was 0-for-8 from the 3-point line.
Yeah.
Will Hardy had a plan and kind of made him rush with the basketball.
Big time. Especially in the second half.
Yeah.
He didn't score the entire second half, Max.
And if you are a team in this league and you're playing Jason Tatum, I was a little surprised that Sacramento didn't get that playbook and take the ball.
Yeah, right.
But they didn't. But there are going to be some teams later on. Celtics going to have to figure that out. There are going to be some teams that are going to try to come back and duplicate the defense against Jason Tatum and tell somebody else that, you know, you have to beat this. But in that game, Grant was, what did he go, 7? He made, what, 6 three-pointers or 6 something?
6 threes, except for the big shot at the end.
Yeah, something like that. So you had your shot.
Points.
You had your opportunity on the road. That happens, but a successful trip for the Celtics. And now can they hold court? And you're going down to Washington. You got Milwaukee again in Milwaukee. You could gain a game coming up here. And eventually you're going to have that game going into Philly, which is going to be could be a huge game. I just don't believe in Philly. I mean, I believe in Joel Embiid, but I don't believe in the Philadelphia team right now.
Yeah, you and everybody else, Max. Yep.
Especially playing against the Celtics. Celtics have had their number. They've had their doggone number.
I was saying last night, this might be Doc's last year in Philly. It might be. I mean, we'll see. But what I want to also talk about is...
Wait. You think it's going to be his last year because of what? He's going... Here's what he's going to have with him. He's going to have the MVP probably chanting him up and down. Because Joel Embiid, to me right now, is the MVP of this league. And Joel Embiid has had the best year of his career under Doc Rivers. So I don't know if they fail early, maybe there is an opportunity for Doc to leave. But, man, it's going to be tough the way Joel Embiid has been playing.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like that's the thing, though. Like, they're looking at this window of having Joel Embiid and being like, man, we got to put together a better team. We got to, you know, whether it's putting in a new voice in the locker room or just trying to figure out some way
Is that Doc's fault?
I don't think it's Doc's fault, but I just think it's just something that happens throughout the NBA, Max, when a coach has been in a situation for a certain amount of years and, you know, it's just time for a new voice. Shit, happened to Brad Stevens. It's happened to other coaches in the past. I mean, maybe not this upcoming summer, but you got to think that the clock is ticking here with this core, with this group.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. I mean,
this year is really – I'm happy that, you know, I'm always kind of happy when the season's over and we're in the playoffs. So, you know, to see, but it give you a couple of things that were interesting to me that I've read about. I was reading about Dylan Brooks of Memphis. How much money do you think he's been fined this year?
How much money? Oh, man.
Top of your head. How much do you think he's been fined?
120,000?
$250,000. and they Let me give you.
I almost said 200, but I was like, that's too much.
Let me give you his quote. He said, "That ain't nothing but paper." Oh, he said, "It ain't nothing but
paper." That's such a Dylan response, man. Oh man, that's funny.
Yes, ain't nothing but paper. So I mean, this league and seeing John Morant trying to come back. You know, it's crazy watching the Lakers.
Let me use that line, man. Let me use that.
The Lakers go back and forth where they might be. Paul George goes down with probably injury that's going to keep him out till playoff time. Where will they be? Durant comes in, slips on the ball boys.
Oh, that was wild, man.
Slips on the floor.
Someone got fired.
And has did he play one game yet, or was it
that's no? He played three games on the road, and then that was going to be his home, his debut at home.
So he this has been a strange year. I thought Miami would be much better, and with but they've been up and down.
Yeah, but they're stubborn, Max. They don't want to make trades. They don't want to add pieces. They just like, no, we're going to do this the way we've done it before, and it's just like, all right. I think everyone else is getting better, but okay.
God bless you. And it seems that who's going to be in the playoffs? What happens if you're the Celtics right now and you run into Chicago in the first round? Chicago's giving you fits.
It's not enough for you to think that they're not going to make it out, though. I mean, at least they're not in that situation.
So what's that?
I said at least it's not enough that you think that they won't make it out of the first round, though. But you're right. It could take a few games.
Celtics right now. And if you don't bring your A game playing against Chicago with DeMar DeRozan and Vuk, they can give you a tough – they can put a scare in you. So, yeah. I mean, any team right now I think is vulnerable. You look at Cleveland, a team that's beat you, three times?
That's your squad. Yeah, they've had the number.
So, I mean, there's some – The matchups are going to be just as interesting in that first round. I was talking to my broadcast partner, Sean Grandy, and he was like, well, I think it's going to be Miami in the first round. That'd be interesting. That means Joe Sway would be on the road. Ain't no way in God's earth that Nick Joso could keep you away from Miami.
you already know.
You see both of you, y'all sharing a hostel or something together, and just like, okay, Bobby, yeah, we gonna go down and hang out. But that's a really interesting, good series that could happen.
Max, you don't even have to ask which city I like the most, which NBA city I love to go to the most. It's not even close, man. It's MIA for sure.
Yeah, that is true. But I just heard that they just did something yesterday. We just had a thing in Miami where they had a curfew at South Beach. They had a curfew going on at South Beach because of all the things that are going on there.
Crazy. I remember last season during the playoffs, there was an Uber driver telling me how, like, he's like, man, I swear, half the city, they're still in shutdown mode, but Florida version. I'm like, well, what do you mean? He goes, it was just a straight-up block party out here, man. Like, they haven't let that go. It's been a couple of years now, and they're still like, nope, we're partying every day. I'm like, really?
Yeah, they showed the situation in Miami. Was it this week. It said people were just running amok. Guy was in his car. A whole bunch of people just ran up to his car and just started jumping up and down, jumping on the roof, denting his roof, and just like, and he just sat in the car. So what could he do? It was nothing he could do against, it looked like a couple hundred people. So,
yeah, but he was screaming or something. He's not just standing there looking at everybody.
Miami's dangerous for that reason, and also dangerous for the Celtics because, I'm always afraid of Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy always, Buckets.
Yeah, man. Always afraid of who he is.
Especially a first round Jimmy.
What he can do. He always puts me in that mood like, ooh, could be dangerous here. They got shooters, they got Bam, and they got Jimmy Buckets. And the way they play the Celtics well.
They do. They do. Well, the Celtics at least got out of that third place in the East. They got a two-game lead, or excuse me, a one-game lead on Philly, and they're trailing Milwaukee by two. So, like you said, Max, next week's matchup against the Bucks, man, that could really be their way to reclaim number one. But how important is that for you? Like, how important is it for the Celtics to grab the first seed?
Well, I think that if you're the Celtics right now, you want to have home court advantage.
Yeah.
You want to have home court. That's what you play for. So I think it is really important that they come out, they play well, and they challenge. You remember what happened last year with Milwaukee. Milwaukee screwed around, and they could have won a game, and they sat everybody at the end, and the Celtics put everybody, and because they didn't want to play Brooklyn.
Yes, I was trying to remember why they were doing that. That was the game. Everyone avoid Brooklyn. Yeah, yeah.
You remember what
Ime was like? I want Brooklyn more than anybody.
Ime, you remember what Ime said? Ime said, "We ain't ducking nobody." And what that did was give that team an identity, and they were fearless from then on. But we talk about that. And Milwaukee is behind the Celtics. It could have been ahead, but they didn't. That seventh game was played in Boston.
It was played in Boston, yep.
Being played, Milwaukee had a chance to close it in six. And you and I have been in Milwaukee many times before. They have this chant they always do. I don't care whatever it is. They said, Bucks in six. Bucks
oh,
in
that's
six.
Right. Yeah,
now,
yeah.
I don't give a damn. And it could be they would have to play a seventh game. They'd be like, still going Bucks in six.
Right, right. So, yeah, that's not even mathematically possible, yeah, guys.
The Bucks got them in Milwaukee, had the chance to beat them in six, and the game came back, and you had home court advantage with the Celtics, and you came back here and won in your building. So I think this is just that's why I say it's, for me, I think it's important that they come out and they play well, and they challenge. They put some fear in the Bucks' heart. I think that by adding Jay Crowder, they've gotten better. But at the same time, I think you still look at Middleton. Is he the Middleton of old?
Right, right.
He's not been that. Jrue Holiday is good. We know what Giannis brings to the table. But in the last game the Celtics played in Milwaukee, what did they go in and it was a game that hardly anybody played there for the Celtics, and the Celtics lost. Was it by one? It was an overtime. Yeah. It was something. Yeah, it was an overtime game because it was Hauser hit the three-pointer with 0.1 seconds on the clock.
Yeah, the hometown boy.
And the Bucks didn't foul. So, and Bucks ended up beating them. But the Celtics, I think that they still have they're still in the heads right now, the Milwaukee Bucks.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Well, we got 9 games left in the regular season. We'll find out soon enough. But these two games at home, I'm looking for the Celtics to continue with this momentum. You know, let's see them finish this regular season strong, with or without Tatum or Brown. I mean, I'm sure that the second end of a back-to-back, one of these games, they'll rest a couple of games before the end of the season. But
I'm so tired of the second night of a back-to-backs. I'm ready to see the Celtics trot out the same 5 guys every game. Rob starting out with Horford. I want to see them get back to that because
Rob is an exception, but yeah.
Back to back, I'm like, well, they're not going. Horford isn't going to play tonight, or second back of the back, this isn't going to happen. So I'm right. So playoffs, as we all know, just do the math, there are no second nights of back-to-back. So it could be very, very positive for the Celtics.
That's a good point. And especially in the first round, you got a lot of days in between, at least those first couple of games. You know, mm-hmm. It's not like the Eastern Conference Finals where no matter what, even if you're changing cities, it's every other day. Like, you're just playing, you know, one day in between, another game three, you know. So that sort of momentum, I just feel like the Celtics ran out of gas a bit, right, in that NBA Finals. I mean, especially Tatum. Brown, maybe not so much, but Tatum especially. So
I tell you what I promised to do you this year. I don't care who the Celtics play. I promise you, I'm not going to get into a tat-a-tat with any of the players so you can be behind me with a damn camera. I promise you, I'm not doing that shit this year.
Yeah, which one comes first, Max? The chicken or the egg? You're the one that has to start the conversation for you to be recorded, talking smack.
What do we call this? Self-inflicted, right? Self-inflicted wound.
Exactly. But listen, you make it seem like you were doing something wrong. You were living your life.
You can have that, but until you find out that the guy standing behind you with a camera recording it, then you all of a sudden you're going,
it's a different story. I don't miss anything, Max. Look, the last time the Celtics were in Philadelphia, before anyone was even talking about Marcus getting into it with someone in the crowd, your boy was all over that, man. Man, listen, that's part of the gig, being a reporter. You gotta keep your eyes open for everything.
I get it. I just said, I promise you, I'm not gonna be into that this year.
No, man, don't change. Just be you. Man.
Hey, I'm changing the scenario. I'm not gonna be in somebody's face. Look, and I'm not involved in the game. Last year, I almost felt personally vested in that game against Golden State. It was a personal affront to me.
You're like, come on, Celtics. Come on, man. Put up Draymond. Come on.
Yeah, I can't be. I can't beat Draymond. I can't beat Draymond in a wet paper bag right now. I would hope that somebody at 67 years old ain't kicking nobody's ass in their 30s. I would hope.
No, I don't be like that. I meant like the Celtics on the court. Like, you were cheering extra hard. Like, come on, man, beat these guys. I want to see Draymond frowning.
I was doing just that, and I found myself getting vested in the game emotionally, physically, psychologically. I felt I was getting them. And as a reporter, we've been taught to just kind of, you know, pull that away. It's them versus them. It's not me versus him. It's not that. And I didn't try to make it personal, but I think that once that happened and Draymond caught wind of it, now it was just like, this huge explosion, and you happen to be there again, camera. It's like following me around going, there's going to be some shit jumping down with Max today.
Hold on, man. This was my first NBA Finals, man. So I'm taking it all in, especially after the game's over. It's like, you know, I don't have to tell you, man. It's the who's who's getting on the court and everyone's chopping it up and got an exclusive. Messed around and got an exclusive. There you go.
You think I'm going to be able to holler at your boy this year?
Which one?
240. What's his name?
E40.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't think the Warriors doing him any favors right now, man. I don't know. We'll see, though.
The ping pong. Ping pong.
Ping pong, man. Ping pong.
I'm like, yo, man.
He didn't even say E40. He introduced himself as, what's his name, Earl or something? Oh, man, I was dying.
Himself as E40. I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, did he?
You met. Ping pong. Then we said ping pong. I like, damn, that must be some street stuff. I had never heard nobody ever say that to anybody.
No, that's a West Coast thing. Maybe. I don't know. That might be an E40 thing, to be honest with you. E40.
Your boy. Yes. And then you had the nerve to ask me, yo, Max, you ain't never heard of E40 before?
Because I knew the answer to that question. That's why.
Where am I going to hear about fucking E-40? You know what? I don't know rap music. I don't know who he, I did not know that. You know, I don't know anything. My thing with rappers is I have like a pretty much an old school Eminem, Dr. Dre, Snoop.
Household names. Yeah, the household names.
After that, you know, I don't even know. If one of the Migos came in here, I wouldn't know who he was. Or you know, who's the guy who's hanging around Bob Crapp all the time? What's his name?
Oh, Meek Mill. He's from Philly.
Don't know that. I don't have one of those on my playlist. No.
But he was walking in the hallway with Kevin Hart the last time the Sixers and Celtics went at it in the playoffs. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not my thing, brother. I'm not one of these people that know it. There was an interesting thing that did happen though while we were actually in Atlanta at the hotel. After the game, I came back and I just happened to walk in the bar, and all of a sudden this guy, "Hey boy, what's going on?" I was like, "Who the hell?" And grabbed my hand. I happened to look. It was your boy Charles Barkley. Charles Barkley.
Wow.
Chuck. In the bar. Man, this is one of the best right hand who ever did in the NBA. This is one of the best who ever did that. I'm like, man, come on. And he asked me, he said, you want to have a drink? I was like, no, just wait in here. I think I'll go.
Oh, man. You didn't have a drink with Chuck?
Just Sway would have been all over that. He would have been like,
Max.
Max, right now.
No.
Hold up, Charles. What you got to say to what you got to say to him? What you got to say? Oh.
No, man, not at the bar. Get out of here. That's TMZ right there. That is TMZ.
you got TMZ beat when it comes to me because you sniff something when it's around me. I don't know if it's some damn smoke coming out of my ass or what.
Oh, man.
I smell something. I smell what the Rock is cooking. It's like, okay.
You know what's funny too, man? Gary Payton, his son, he's a Warrior again. So, man, yeah. If it were ever to happen again, that you know who's going to be there. You know, Gary Payton, for sure. Gary Payton.
I don't think my heart could take it. You know, I don't think my heart could take it, you know, to see Golden State again, because that means they would have to be playing extremely well right now. With Draymond not doing as much and Clay kind of struggling, and you look at Steph who came back but he's been you know hobbled with injuries. It would almost be a miracle. I mean, you think of that first round game could be Phoenix and Golden State playing against each other.
They can find just to get it.
Be worth the price of admission. So
all right, Max. Before we wrap up here, last one for me. Speaking of the West, who's your favorite to come out of it? Because Denver's not looking so hot. Phoenix is still waiting for KD to come back. I mean, it's sort of open right now, right?
You know, the team that I think it is open. But the team that I feel like now is going to be going to make that run because he's had so much rest is going to be Phoenix. This is kind of Chris Paul's last hurrah.
This is it. Yeah, it's got to be.
KD is there. Their starting five is as good as anybody. Obviously, they're going to struggle with their bench. But, man, if they get on the road and with KD and Chris Paul and, you know, and Devin Booker and DeAndre, those names right now can take you a long way. So when you think about who they are, it's obviously going to be their bench strength. But I like Phoenix coming out of the West.
I'm with you. I'm with you too, Max. I mean, I always, when the trade first happened, I said, look, they're a favorite for sure, but don't sleep on Denver. But Denver, I don't know what's going on over there, man. Mm. It looks like Coach Malone is just like, he ripped them a new one in his last press conference. He's like beside himself. He's like, guys, do you understand this is our opportunity? And they just can't seem to. I don't know. I mean, look, they're not out of it, obviously, but I'm not feeling so good about them.
They've always been that team that's kind of been up and down. So I don't know when it comes to them.
So, I would love a Celtics Suns finals, man. That'd be fun.
You in the desert again with your camera would be worth the fucking price of admission. I'll say that.
Oh, some KD content or something?
Yeah.
Booker's on one right now, man. That's the thing, right? Booker knows, like, man, I got KD on my side. He scored 35 plus points max in like five straight games. Like that's how empty he is with or without KD. He's on one. So
yeah. So if you bring them two together, man, they can cause some problems. But guys, it is always you always make us stronger. And it's me and Josue.
Absolutely.
You already know what we're gonna say right now. We keep it on the what? Keep that shit on the 100. That's what we
on
keep
the 100.
So we trying to tell you. And we want you to mash that like, subscribe button. You only make us stronger. And, you know, do your due diligence, man, with FanDuel, man, and get out and, you know, spend some money with these people. This is a great group. It gives people an opportunity to go out and, you know, bet on all kind of stuff. You know, from who might make the first bucket to who might make the last bucket. I mean,
they had a special deal where they were like, bet this for these two teams to both score. Like, that's going to happen, right? Like, those type of easy bets is just easy money for you to play with and turn into actual cash being deposited into your account. Like,
So that's what FanDuel, man. We appreciate your time and who you are. And good. Again, mash that button, and we hope you enjoy. Sure. We're going to go back again, probably look in our grab bag. And, you know, we're going to do something a little special. We get somebody with our grab bag. I got a special thing that I'm eventually trying. You know, man, but hold on. I got something special I'm going to give away here to one of our.
What you got, Max?
Just hold your horse. Hold your horse.
What you got, Max? We didn't even talk about this, guys. This is news to me.
Watch how this goes.
Oh, there it is.
We're gonna give a couple of these away to some of our listeners, or some of our viewers this year. Special stuff, some special questions. We're going to go out and, you know, I'm going to sign one of these Cedric Maxwell jerseys and send it to you. And you know what? You can act like you in the damn up in the Boston Gardens in the Raptors because your number's retired. So, again, join us and we appreciate it.
You already know. We'll see you guys next week. Stay tuned and stay tuned for Holly to win that Cedric Maxwell jersey. Just for watching us, Cedric Maxwell Podcast, and of course listening to us on iTunes and wherever else you get your podcast.